If you're a new subscriber and you're getting this information, unless you're a professional investor and or you're accustomed to real research, this is probably going to overwhelm you. It's going to take you a few months to go back, review the research, review the forecasting, and kind of get into the pulse of things. If you are trying to make investment decisions based upon just viewing this month's research and you're a new subscriber, that's probably a dangerous move to make. Because this is not, we're not telling you, you know, buy this, sell this, do this, do that. This is forecasting. Understand what forecasting means. We've released a lot of audios and videos giving you examples of that. So at the end of the day, we're providing research. You've got to pull the trigger. You've got to adjust and adapt and decide what to do based upon your skill level, your activity level, your investment objectives, your risk tolerance, right? And you know, there's some of you I know who are subscribers to the research who don't do a lot. You're just subscribing to learn more what's going on, and you're looking for the big calls, right? You're looking for the bigger picture. So for instance, you know, we provide guidance every month on a variety of things. Market forecaster, we obviously provide the three emerging markets. We also talk about some other markets sometimes. And then the U.S. markets, we talk about the Dow, the NASDAQ. And more recently, we've also been including the S&P, but that's not part of it. The securities we talk about, the security section of the Intelligent Investor, we talk about 13 securities. And then, of course, the commodities, precious metals, and currencies. We go over guidance pertaining to those things as well, right? And then we also have dividend gems where we go over more than 40 securities, the trading guides and so forth. And there are many of you who get both dividend gems and the Intelligent Investor. Bottom line is this. I mean, don't think that you got to do something every month. And also, don't just pick one thing. If, say, for instance, if you're going to choose to invest or actively manage the securities in, let's say, the Intelligent Investor, don't just pick one. You should pick several. You need to diversify, right? Because you might just pick the one that our guidance is wrong on. But there's some of you who just look at the market forecasting. You use that to trade the market ETFs, or you're looking for the bigger picture, right? You want to avoid a collapse. So you're staying in tune with what's going on. That's why you get our research. And that's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Because you're being proactive. You're being proactive. And let me just raise another issue as well. There's going to be a time at some point when things get really worrisome. There's a lot of panic in the air. People don't know what's going on. Oh my God, I'm getting scared. And sure enough, we're going to have people that subscribe specifically for that reason. They're panicking and they want to know what to do. I don't want to sell my research to those people. Those people are impulsive and they are coming to us because they're worried, they're scared, right? Do you think that they're going to be able to utilize the research? No, they're not, because they're not going to have a perspective. They're not going to have been subscribers for a while. They don't know how to take the research because they have not been following along, right? That's not the type of people that we want to sell our research to. I can tell you that right now. We want to sell our research to people who want to invest the time and effort and money, of course, into improving themselves, learning how to think clearly, learning how to look at investments, to manage their account, and learning also how to form their own investment strategy. This is a very, very difficult process, and it takes a very long time. Okay, I don't want people to come to us only when they're worried. I mean, because they're looking for specific investment advice, aren't they? That's what they're looking for. That's not what we do. We provide the research. Now, sure, I do provide a lot of guidance, but at the end of the day, I can't make a decision as to what you're supposed to do. I'm not your financial advisor. You should be taking notes every time we come out with a forecast. Why? Because oftentimes the videos last 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Take notes so that you can refer to it later on, right? You may watch this Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, and you may want to go back a week later, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, but you don't have the time to go back and watch the whole video. Take good notes. And you can always refer back to those notes, by the way, when you're watching the video 6 months back. You can go through and scan the notes and say, okay, here's what I'm looking for based upon what the notes told me, and this is what we're getting here. And you listen to it and confirm that. So always go back, and I want you to not just go back to refresh your memory on what we said last time, but go back before then, because there's always unique educational points that you're going to take from this stuff. Remember that. And if you go back to previous forecasts, video presentations, you're going to tend to look at it differently, right? As you're viewing this now, you're focusing on where I think things are going to go, where the support levels are, where the resistance levels are, me talking about what's going on in the economy and how to do this and that and so forth, because you're wanting to perhaps investigate whether or not it makes sense for you to make a trade and where you should set the trade up and look to exit and so forth. But if you view this video 6 months from now, you're going to look at it differently, aren't you? You're going to look for educational caveats, right? That's why it's important, okay? Those who watch these videos, the back issues, read the back issues and watch the older videos, the more you watch that, the better off you're going to be, the more you're going to learn, I'll guarantee it.